Blog Talk Radio.
I know you want me, baby. I think I want you too.
I think I love you, baby.
I think I love you too. You know you want me, baby. You know I want you too. They call me Superman. I'm here to rescue you. Save you, girl. Come be in Shady's world.
Oh boy, you drive me crazy.
Bitch, you make me hurt.
Damn you, Albertson!
Ladies and gentlemen!
Party rock! Rock.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know about you. What? But I came to party tonight. Yeah! If you with me, what? Put your hands up right now.
Hey, you damn Gangnam Style.
What?
Gangnam Style.
What?
Oppa Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
Hey, and I guess that means that we are live. Welcome to the very first and probably very last episode of Damn You, Albertson. I am rumored to be Albertson, although since he is a master of disguise, no one actually knows exactly who he is, where he is, what he looks like, or what he sounds like. This could very well be him, a.k.a. me, or it could be someone else. And I do want to apologize to anyone who happened upon this show and is actually expecting anything fun. If it's fun, that's just a side effect. This is actually me. Trying out the Blog Talk Live capabilities before we actually start a real live show. This show is a test, but it's also all in fun. All characters, names, and institutions used in this show are a work of fiction or used in a satirical manner as pursuant to the rules on blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so I didn't really prepare for this show because, number one, I didn't want to. Number two, I thought I would play it on the fly and just depend on hopefully some people calling in and asking me some questions. So I am waiting on some callers, which I probably won't get, and then I'm going to end up having to fill roughly 20 minutes of dead air. So why don't we just start talking about something I really enjoy. Movies and TV, especially the horror genre. A lot of people are kind of up in arms this week because of the Dr. Phil special video about Shelley Duvall, which I talked about earlier when I was doing the podcast for a website that I write for, houseoftorturesells.com. And Shelley Duvall, those of you who do not know, was one of the stars, the female lead of The Shining, classic film, Stanley Kubrick, back whenever, based on the Stephen King novel, and apparently is having some severe mental health issues. A lot of people are mad at Dr. Phil because they feel like he is exploiting her, putting out this episode, televising it. There are some other people who are just sad by the way she looks. I've heard rumors and stories for years that she was suffering from severe agoraphobia, the fear of open spaces. And I've also heard a lot of that was laid at the rest of the filming of The Shining, that the actual shoot was so intense. Hey, Eric, in our chat room. So it's not playing on your computer, but it's working on your phone. Like I said, this is a completely new experience for me doing something live, and it's a new experience using Blog Talk Radio, which is the whole reason I was doing it tonight. I know that if you call in, you can hear it on your phone, which I'm not showing you as a caller, so I guess you mean you are listening to it on the internet on your phone. Don't know why it's not playing on your computer. I don't want to try to load it up here because I don't want to listen to the show and my own voice twice doubling over, but I will try to figure out what that is before we do anything serious on Blog Talk. Yeah. Don't know. Like I said, I'm tempted to try to actually play the show, but I know the feedback and the stuff will be freaking killer. But if anybody in the guest room might say, well, one guest has already got bored and logged off, and one guest, 2469, they're hanging around. If you have any questions about absolutely anything, because as you know, Elberton is a master of many skills. Yes, I will tell that lie. I am a master of many skills. I have knowledge and information on thousands and thousands and thousands of subjects. If I don't know the answer, I will make the shit up. And I do that proudly. And for those who do not know, my real name, should I give it out? Should I give it out? What the fuck? Blog Talk has it. My real name, Alan Alberson, and it's posted on my Facebook, so it's kind of easy to tell. I go by the moniker of Lord Dixie online, and I have someone who gave me flack about me using the title Lord. It's an old joke from when my first foray into the world of horror forums and horror convention forums, and my email at the time was, well, my email at the time had Dixie in it, so I became Dixie because this was a convention in the northern part of the country in Maryland. Me being a southerner, if you can probably tell, if you are actually able to hear my voice, you can probably tell I'm from the South. I have a question. If you wipe your ass with a book written by a fan fiction writer, is it worth the possible paper cuts? Actually, if you wipe your ass with a fan fiction book, you will only get fictional paper cuts, because it's honestly not worth the shit. It's not good for shit. Fan fiction is not good for shit. That's the thing. And if you're out there and you're a fan fiction writer and you're offended by this, tough. But if you're not a fan fiction writer, if you are a 11-time published author, then you shouldn't be offended by this at all. Only fan fiction writers should get ill. Oh, and guess 2469 has gotten bored and logged off. Yes, success. Success. And sippy sippy. That's my monster. I started to get drunk into this show. Wow, yeah, that's the white monster. I normally do the orange. I started to get drunk and do this show, but I figured, what the hell? No one's going to listen anyway, and I'll just end up hitting the wrong fucking button. There's no reason to try to be excited. I have a caller, 813. Who is that? Caller, let's see if I can take your call.
Hi, Jim.
This is who?
This is Billy Jack, or Billy Jake.
Hey, what's up, man? Mi amigo.
How you doing, brother?
I am doing awesome. I have my nice monster here. I found one monster left over, which I thought was gone.
Oh, nice.
I'm getting high on caffeine.
Nice. That's awesome.
Awesome. Well,
I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. My bad.
No, that's fine. I was just going to say, I'm glad you called in. It makes it slightly less boring and alone here in my cubicle of doom. My studio is located on my personal yacht, the SS Simon Le Bon, which is actually currently in dry dock. But damn you, Billy Jack. Apparently you have a fan club.
That's what I've been hearing. A lot of fan fiction writers are really into my work.
I tell you what, it is hard being a crime fighter like you are and other members. I believe that it's like the Avengers, but it's called the Horror Socials. Crime fighters doing good, preventing people from being robbed and accosted by random fan fiction writers.
Yes. Exactly. Lying fan fiction writers.
Yes, yes. Did I ever tell you about the time that I saved the Mexican lady from her husband who was slashing her with a knife? I totally did
yes,
that.
Guadalupe, right?
Yes. Guadalupe O. Gonzalez O. That was her name.
Yes. He crushes footlongs like nobody's business.
I crushing footlongs is a full-time job, too. Hello, Moonfleet, who is in the chat room and who is soon going to be bored of these shenanigans as well. That's what I should have subtitled this. My attempt to bore people into boredom.
I wouldn't go that far, Elberton.
Do you know what? You're a pretty entertaining
guy.
What's that?
You're a pretty entertaining guy. I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't say you're boring anyone.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I just thought I might play a Christmas song while we still have some people in the chat room and hopefully who are listening.
Oh, I would love to hear a Christmas song.
You want to hear a Christmas song, Billy Jack?
I would love it.
And I know you may have to work, and if you have to run, I understand.
Right now, but I would love to hear a Christmas song, and let's hear it real quick. And I'll tell you what. Go ahead.
It's a short Christmas song. It's not like Rudolph or some of that long shit.
I can't actually believe I'm meeting Eric Morse today. It's amazing. I'm so excited.
It is absolutely awesome. And it's a foot long.
Well, you've got a foot long. Mine's considerably smaller than that. I actually feel a foot. What? Get it out of your mouth. What are you doing? Not in the mouth. Oh, my. No, that's so good.
Oh, my God.
Ended while my phone was down typing.
Was that you there?
Yes, I am.
That song was
that
hot
was
jism.
It was. That was Jismus by Rimwife.
Rimwife rocks.
So do you have? It does. They really do. And if it's Christmas, you really should wipe your rim.
Yes, you should. And Christmas is coming up. It's coming up right around the corner.
It really is, and I hope Rimwife gives us another Christmas song of that quality, exactly like that. Did you have a question?
I'm trying to think of a good one.
I'm trying to think of somebody, so I know your pain. What?
Well, I was going to say, have any fan fiction writers claimed to have seen you anywhere recently?
The last claimed sighting of Elbertson, who may or may not be me, was in Martinsville, Virginia. So for the life of me, I cannot understand why any horror fan like I am and like Elbertson is would go to Martinsville. I just don't connect. Is there anything in Virginia that has anything to do? Well, there are some conventions there that are pretty cool, but not in Martinsville. I don't think there's anything in Martinsville. I think
there's
they have
awesome
like a
rappers
harvester.
There.
Awesome rappers. Oh, wait, yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
I remember there was a song called Hauled Off.
Yes, that's a classic.
Yes, I think it's about a fan fiction writer who collapsed and they had to get a record.
That sounds about right.
So what do you think, studio audiences? Do you double click here? What do you think about the song Hauled Off? Give us a round of applause or whatever. apparently that guy is a huge fan of Hauled Off. And
I recognize
the guy
that
who did,
kind of familiar.
It really does. It kind of sounds like the ghost of Paul McCartney, even though he disagrees with me. Possibly the ghost of David Bowie's cat. And, you know, if you're interested, fans, or I should say fan, well, I'll count Eric, too, even though I expected him to be in the chat. Hauled Off was done by the rapper Dirtic Dung or something like that. He is a Virginia rapper. He's very well known, also known as Big Country Sausage.
BCS.
Yeah, BCS. And Ghost of Paul McCartney, what do you think about the rapping talents of Big Country Sausage? Oh, this guy here. He had the same reaction when he heard that Big Country Sausage's father got hauled off. I know. And what did you do? I mean, when he heard that, this guy, I mean, I called him up and told him Prince died. You know what he did? There's tears in that laugh.
I gotta say,
oh.
I haven't heard anyone laugh like that since a fan fiction writer got shit in the mail.
I'm sorry, that was me. Oh, I have another caller coming in, and I have another caller in the queue here. 815 area code. So, Billy, I'm going to let you go and take this other call, I guess. I'm not sure if I can take two at once, or if that'll be confusing, or if someone's head would explode, or.
Yeah, give us someone else talking. It was good talking with you, Elberton, and I just want to say hi to any fan fiction writers out there that might be listening. Never going to stop, buddy. Hot jizzing.
In a satirical First Amendment protected way.
Exactly.
All righty. Thanks for calling in, Billy.
Hot jizzing be with you, Elberton.
Always. The jizzing flow freely. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, it's your friendly neighborhood book burner.
Oh, is this the one and only Mr. Eric Hyde?
It is. How are you, Elberton?
I am good. I am, of course, allegedly Elberton. Since he is a master of disguise, no one knows for sure if this is me or not.
Exactly. You can't believe everything you read on the internet.
You really can't, and you can't believe everything you read in fan fiction novels.
Oh, I would hope not.
Yes, and I do not plan on talking about this potential gentleman, and I use that term loosely. I use that term as loosely as a anal porn star's rectum. That would be a good joke if I work on it a little bit.
As loosely as his Thanksgiving gravy lands into his tub.
As loosely as his sphincter when he sees a hat man.
Oh. You know, I really cannot wait until that story comes out, if he really is going to write that.
I want to. I want to see this on the big screen. And I think Johnny Depp would be so wonderful playing the fan fiction writer. Or Tyler Perry.
Imagine Johnny Depp, you know, losing his bowels when he sees the Hat Man, and it, of course they make it in 3D.
Oh yes, 3D with smell-o-vision, because it is so good.
Yeah. Oh man, Siskel and Ebert gives it 2 footlongs up.
Two crushed footlongs straight up.
2 fake girlfriends up.
It's only Kathleen. If it's your Jeep, your laptop, or your imaginary girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh my God! I only have 8 minutes left.
That's it.
Yeah,
well,
time really goes by fast.
It's a good thing you didn't, you know, waste the first 5 minutes with the Rob Zombie song, or the Rock Lobster.
Honestly, I will say this, last night, when I was finishing up the opening music, and it was about 2 minutes long, and I was like, ooh, I got to add some Britney Spears in there. So I put some Britney, and I'm like, you know what, this is going to be like 3 or 4 minutes long. So I cut it back to just kind of bare bones and still do the effect, and I think it comes in like 1 minute and 4 seconds long, which Blog Talk recommends 30 seconds for intro. God, 30 minutes on a 20-minute show, that would be hilarious.
That would be like having, you know, a 30-minute show talking about a movie that you don't get to till the 27-minute mark.
Exactly. So I cut it back to just over a minute, which I thought, well, that's not too bad. And since I spent no time preparing for this, I spent way more time preparing the music and the slideshow than I did the actual show, which will live in infamy until I delete it. I will probably leave it up for a day or two, and I have no idea why I even bothered sharing this on Facebook, because it's just a kind of a test. I can see how to work this, and I see I really want the premium. The premium setup for Blog Talk Radio looks freaking awesome. The free episode is not hot jism. The free episode is something that a low rent fan fiction writer would play with, I think.
Especially if you're on a dollar burger budget.
Exactly, and you're eating at a $25 sandwich shop.
Yeah, well, you know, you'd probably be able to get away from the dollar burger budget if you didn't spend, $40 to $70 on a fake, you know, interview or book review.
That's right. I would have given him a free review for $1.
Yeah,
this book
will buy a burger.
Give me $1. I could buy a burger.
See? And then everybody
wins. Everybody wins. I'm glad I decided not to get drunk on this show.
That's okay. I'm kind of getting there.
Yeah, now I can get drunk once this abortion is done.
Attaboy.
This show is so bad, Mike Pence would abort it.
That's okay. I've heard worse. Hashtag wonky tit.
I have the horse song that was given to me by my friend Dean stuck in my head, but I can't actually remember the lyrics. The one about pulling on the horse's wiener. Dean loves rap music, too. What do you think about rap music? I'm sorry. I don't know, Dean. This is the ghost of Paul McCartney's laugh. What do you think about rap music? And I'm only allowed 3 audio.
The only thing missing from that is a snort.
I know, and I've heard him snort.
I was on a five-hour podcast with him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I need to get on one of those.
I got a snort out of it.
I need to get on one of those. And, see, this is annoying to me because I'm used to podcasting with a microphone and having to hold the phone up to my ear instead of hold it in front of my mouth is annoying. And which, yeah, you can't do that with this setup. But, yeah, I've got three sound effects. I have my opening track. Did you hear the opening track? Did you hear it from the beginning? Well, I think you heard it. I posted it the other day.
When I finally got my phone to work, you were already speaking. There was not any opening track from when I joined in.
It's 1 minute, and I've got several left, so I may play it. The opening, let me play the opening, and then I will halt it. Now, for trivia question, where did I get that opening track?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And it will make you sick, but it's not illegal.
Fan Fiction Writers versus the Hat Man Part 2, Unleash the Beast.
Very close. It was actually from my granny porn clip.
That would have been my second guess.
I want everyone, like, jerking off to that sound effect at the beginning, then they get, like, 20 minutes in, like, oh, shit. I was jerking off to a grandmother.
who hasn't?
Exactly. Grandma Moses, constantly.
I know, come on.
Though I
like
actually,
we
that might have been the group. Yeah, I think that may have been the young lesbian in the granny porn. I'm not sure which. I only had the audio.
Well, that's what your imagination is for.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's also what a printer is for, so you can, like, screen cap it, print it out, hang it all over your walls. Then you don't get visitors.
Oh, God. I'm glad I called in instead of, you know, trying to
Halloween.
Type in all that shit.
Yeah, typing sucks. Typing sucks. But I don't know if you heard, because I'm still getting used to this and talking over people, but next Halloween I do plan on giving out granny porn to any kids who come by the house. So get kids out early, often.
That's the gift that keeps on giving all year long.
That's right. And the treat you pull out of your box might be your own granny, kid.
Surprise! Happy Halloween.
Oh, yeah. At least it's not Santa Claus porn. That would be bad for the kid.
Oh.
I really prefer deaf mute porn. I love to watch them, like, scream in sign language. Stop.
Unleash the beast.
Yes. My main knock I watched Amish porn, and my main problem with that is just so fake, just so wooden. Get it?
But I'm.
Oh, shit. You get shot filming clown porn now.
I know.
A clown attacking this dear woman or man.
Uncle Bingo porn.
Uncle Bingo porn. Oh, my God. That's why I will never go on Omegle.
Yeah, enjoy that, you know, mental picture for the rest of the night.
That shit is about as scary as hell. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for interrupting me every 15 seconds. To tell me 15 seconds has gone by. Yeah, Uncle Bingo is about as scary as a teleporting werewolf with a pitchfork hand who can text.
What?
My werewolf just texted me. He's killing people. Yes, people, that's
but
an actual
can teleport.
Online conversation
okay.
I was a part of. That's crazier than Shelley Duvall. Now that should give me some hate mail.
It's okay. You're used to it.
Except Dean. Dean will like, he said Shelley Duvall.
Oh, shit.
I was like, Dean, my wife just died. Especially if it's Prince Charles, it calls him.
The sad thing is, you're right, that's how he would react.
He told me he did.
I knew it.
When Princess Diana died. Yeah. He, like, called people to tell them about it.
Oh,
and for some reason, that's why I love Dean. Because he gives no shit whatsoever.
You know, that's the thing. That's why I continuously hang out with him and talk with him. So I look less of an asshole by comparison.
Exactly. And, you know,
he does have a purpose. You know, he gets in his little mood. You do have a purpose, Dean.
He does have a purpose besides drinking monsters and eating crisp.
Exactly.
And seeing how great this show is, you can just wonder, oh, we are no longer live, apparently.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, at least we have, you know, stuff to talk about, you know, for the full 30 minutes instead of, you know, babbling on.
Yeah,
it actually goes by quicker.
It goes by quicker than I thought. I'm sure people who have no clue about fan fiction are probably bored. I understand why Willy Dilly runs out of time, because unless you're sitting here watching the actual timer run out, you get the 15-second – well, I don't remember the 15-second warning. I got a 90-second warning, a 60-second warning, and I do not remember the 30-second warning. And
I remember when I was on the show with him, I remember hearing a 90-second warning and then a 30-second warning, and then it cut off, and we just kept talking, and he didn't even fucking tell me anything. He's like, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. You know, after 30 minutes, we get cut off, and the rest is archived. Oh, thanks a lot, buddy.
Yeah, you got to take that into account, which I had my chat open, and I just left it open, which there was no real reason to have it open. But I had it open, and I switched back, and boom, you're still recording, but it's no longer on the air.
I know you have 15 minutes, I believe, for archive.
Yeah, I have no idea how they do this with a double host, which I thought you could do. Maybe you can't. Maybe you just have to have one person be the host and or be the producer. And run the whole host.
You probably just have the fan fiction writer being the host, and then you have his little slave chime in whenever he wants to, and then they don't talk about a movie until there's 3 minutes left.
Yeah. Which I'm thinking I can sit here and be the host and run the board, which is possible. But I guess I will. If we do this, one of us will have to run the board, and the other one will. If someone else will just have to call in as a guest and then just stay live the entire time and talk.
I believe that's pretty much how you do it, because Mr. Fan Fiction Writer has told me many times how, let's just say his little slave is sometimes late calling in, or Big Country Sausage he can't really trust, because sometimes he also never calls in as well. So that's probably how it is.
When you're a Big Country Sausage and you're busy getting stuff hauled off, you ain't got time to be on time.
No, he ain't no hick.
He ain't no hick. He don't suck no dick. He just holds it in his mouth of his dirty south.
Now, here's the thing. Now, he ain't no hick because he had lunch with Ari Lehman. Is he double no hick since he's also been with Warrington Gillette?
Probably, and probably got a double hickey.
Ooh. That'll be the next single.
I heard that Big Country Sausage loves to get greased up.
Ooh, yeah.
Just that he loves to get fried. That would be a great pun. Big Country Sausage loves to get fried. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, just don't tell his wife.
Hey, Paul McCartney's Ghost Laugh, what do you think? Is Big Country Sausage, he's really straight, right? Those rumors about him being, and not that there's anything wrong with being gay, but apparently Big Country Sausage gets really, really, really afraid that his wife is going to think he's gay. And you know he really is straight, right? Yeah, that's why he's so much. I mean,
you know,
I'm perfectly straight, and I don't care
if people
joke about me being gay.
I'll just say this. I keep Dean around just for his cackle. I'm not going to lie.
It's a great cackle.
It's fantastic.
And like I said, I have many great gay friends. And I'm not saying that like the Southerners, like I got lots of black friends. And growing up in the South, that was like always the insult, like, oh, you're gay, you're gay. And when I was a kid, it bothered me. But as I got older and I actually became friends, and I'm like, you know, why does it bother me? If someone wants to call me gay, that's their issue. I don't have a problem with it. Big Country Sausage seems to have some problem, though.
He just doesn't like when people think his sausage link is going into someone else. I don't get what the problem is. You know, it's 2016.
Put your sausage wherever you want to.
Exactly. As long as it's safe and consensual, Big Country Sausage, you do what you need to do. And you might get a song
exactly.
out of it. You never know.
And we promise not to tell your wife. Isn't that right? Ghost of Mama Duncan. We won't tell. I mean, that marriage is so secure. That's why they have a joint Facebook account.
Facebook account. That's right.
I can't even control this wild audience.
I can't wait till Big Country Sausage does the soundtrack for See No Evil 3.
Oh man, yeah, a complete rap soundtrack for a horror movie from a Christian rapper. Let's not forget,
absolutely.
Big Country Sausage is a Christian rapper, which I don't know. Maybe that's why he has a problem.
He's just got to get a bigger fan base. That's all it is.
I think so, too. I mean, I looked at his fan page, and my photography page has more fans, and I haven't done photography in, like, over 2 years. I think he really needs to rap more.
Well, he's too busy having lunch with Friday the 13th alums. When that settles down, he'll be able to get back in the studio and write some more music.
Yeah, and I think he also, having to hire security guards to protect his punk ass all the time, I think that's draining his income from his four jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, his four jobs outside of the rap world.
Did you ever see Big Country Sausage when he was painted up like a zombie for promoting his horror fest?
I don't think I did, but I must look for that now.
I will find it and I will send it to you. If you thought his music career was sad, just wait till you see this news interview.
You know, there's no timer when the extra 15 minutes runs out.
Looking at my clock, I think you probably have 7 minutes, approximately.
That sounds about right. Yeah, I started at 10, and I'm showing 10:38, so, yeah, roughly 7 minutes probably. We'll cut it in about 7 minutes, but,
okay.
Yeah. I tell you what, though, a Big Country Sausage, if he does not slow down, if he does not learn to take it easy, stop stressing, you know what's going to happen. He's going to get hauled off.
You know, I think he'll be okay.
I hit it twice, sorry.
He'll be okay because he could get stressed out. I mean, I know a fan fiction writer who's had at least 4 heart attacks and stints put in, and he's still, you know, living his life how he needs to live. So I think Big Country Sausage will be okay.
I know. You know, I mean, you can be a fan fiction writer and still get balls on your chin every day.
Oh, Jesus.
God. I should be using my mouse instead of my pad. That would go easier.
Oh, you know what? I don't know what you got in the mood for Chinese food.
You know what? I heard that to save money, this fan fiction writer's sister was now using a mouse instead of a pad as well.
Don't don't forget his niece with the violent pussy.
It's coming. I missed it.
Oh, God.
Oh, there's, as a British person might say, there's a lot of bleeding pussy in that house.
Oh man, I don't want to be around. I don't want to be around him and his fapping when he finally hears this podcast. And I'm talking about you, Dean.
Oh, I know, especially when he sees the chick in the bikini I used in the slideshow.
Some of those pictures.
I think the ghost of Paul McCartney died again.
I think, yeah, he came back to life, but he killed himself when he saw that.
And I still think that Dino sounds like Paul McCartney. I know he doesn't because he's British and, you know, they've got all their little sub accents and everything, but he sounds like McCartney to me. I thought the ghost of David Bowie's cat might call in, but apparently he found another monster as well.
Yeah, he found a monster in a bag of crisps. He's good for a couple hours.
This shit's too boring for me.
I'm going to go play some video games.
I'm going to stalk some people online.
Oh, wait a minute. Elbertson mentioned some granny porn. I'll be busy for 20 minutes.
I think he's actually got a trip planned, and he may have already left. I think he's going to, like, the Holocaust Museum. I don't get that. Why is that funny? I don't get that. Whatever, you know.
You know that didn't exist, right? The Holocaust never existed. It's true.
I know that, but you can't tell him that. I mean, he's too busy trying to raise money for Hillary. Between that and the new Jessica Cameron movie, I don't see how he's going to have any free time. And if anyone's listening and is getting pissed off, we're just saying things that he doesn't like. Not me personally.
Right. Well, let's just say this. If you didn't think his dick was raw from fapping, the fact that the Soskas did not get Deadpool 2, you know, he's a goner. And we won't be able to hear from him for, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah, he's not going to have to get any ceiling work done because he's going to replaster it. He's going to respackle his entire house, including his niece's pussy. I tell you what, that Paul McCartney loves spackled pussy.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Well, there shouldn't be anyone in the chat room since we are no longer live. So before time runs out, I am going to end this premature ejaculation of wonderment.
Just like a fanfiction writer would.
And if anyone sits through this atrocity, I promise next time I will actually have a show planned. I swear on my mother's grave. I don't get it. Monster has a weird effect on people. All right. Well, thank you, Eric, for calling in. I would also like to thank Billy Jack, the renegade, the outlaw, who is about as elusive as Elbertson himself, for calling in. Also like to thank my friend Moonflea for logging into the chat room, and I apologize